This is Chirato, and there's a problem. The civic election is coming up, and no one seems to care. Turnout for the 06 election was very low, 22% to be exact. Now, there could be a lot of reasons for that poor result, and one organization believes the low turnout has to do with the electoral process. That organization is Better Ballots. Better Ballots is a group of nonpartisan individuals who aim to create a public discussion about options for voting reform in Toronto. Their goal is to make the civic election more relevant, effective, fair, and participatory. Rob Newman is the spokesperson for Better Ballots. We spoke last week. Rob, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, when it comes to civic elections, why do you and the rest of Better Ballots feel the current system does not work?
Well, there were four things that we looked at. There was problems of turnout. You know, turnout's not where we would hope it would be. That it's well below 40. Turnover is a difficult thing. It's very difficult to unseat an incumbent. Diversity is not what we think it should reflect in the city. And those are the big three. Turnout, turnover, and diversity were kind of the big three. We said, you know, it's not working here for us as people who believe in democracy and what it can do.
And your group was also exploring 14 options for electoral reform. Could you summarize those options?
Sure. And we really started at, you know, democracy can be done many different ways. So we kind of looked at other cities around Canada and around the world and said, well, do they do these things differently in other areas? And what do they do? And what could possibly work here? And we kind of grouped them into areas like, you know, who votes when and where. And another one was parties and term limits. Another grouping was ballot structure and districts. And then the last one was finance reform. Those were kind of the big groupings of the 14.
Now, Better Ballots hosted some town hall meetings in April. What was the general consensus that came out of those meetings?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the 14 options, 11 of them actually received support, and like people were interested in looking at going forward with them. And that's what we presented the meetings was, you know, hey, we're not saying that all of these solutions necessarily all right for Toronto, but it's like saying to the people who were there, what do you think about these options? Are they something you'd like to explore? And then also, are there something you'd like to volunteer for? So again, there was 11 of them. They received support of the majority of people who were there. And also, a majority of the people also offered to help move those options forward. Because we know, you know, this isn't something that we're going to look to get done for this election. It's more kind of, what are we going to get ready for 2014?
And did anybody bring their own options to the table as well?
Oh, there's certainly more than 14, absolutely. And we always said, you know, we're not saying that this 14 is the exclusive list of all the ones that could work. And people had other ideas. And that's where Better Ballots was. It's like, you know, are there other, here's 14 that we think are interesting. But if someone else had another idea, we'd say, great. You know, Better Ballots going forward is people are going to keep coming to us with their own ideas. And we can kind of collect folks of like minds and start grouping them together and saying, hey, if you think that's the thing to do, you go ahead and work on that. So, yeah, people did have other ideas too, yeah.
And what about, you got response from people, but what about actual candidates from the civic election? Are there any candidates that have said that if they're elected, they will bring up electoral reform in city council?
There are some. I know there was one member of our working group is actually a candidate in the civic elections, Nathan Chan. He's running, so he's someone who's into this. And, you know, we're actually having a mayoral forum coming up on June 1st, where we're going to bring in all of the mayoral candidates. We're going to focus on 8 of them, but everyone's going to get a chance to speak, and we're going to get them to have their say, what they think about, you know, reform in general and these 14 options in particular. So it's going to be a big chance to hear from them then about what they think.
But realistically, what will it take for electoral reform to occur? Is it going to be a specific moment, or would it have to be something like 0% turnout for these elections? Or is it going to be just one person standing up and saying, you know what, we have to look at this system because it needs to be fixed?
Well, I think, you know, we kind of started at, you know, education is an important piece. But these things don't happen overnight, you know. It's very funny, you know. I had a friend from New Zealand, and we were talking about voting, and he looked at me and he said, you know, I don't get how you guys just choose one. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because they have a system where they rank people on a ballot, right?
Right.
So it completely blew his mind to understand how we could possibly choose one person. But we look at them, when people don't know much about this, and they go, I don't know how you pick more than one person. How do you possibly rank people? That must be so hard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, both of us have this complete belief that the other system must be so difficult, but apparently they both work.
You think it's just people are afraid of change?
Well, you take it for granted that voting, it's not so much fear of change, it's kind of like, well, and on the other right, on the one hand, you know, it does work okay. You know, for the most part, Canada is a well-functioning, stable democracy to a certain degree. So, you know, well, you know, kind of you get the if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality. But this is not kind of more looking down the road. You know, if, for example, the trend in turnout continues, that stable functioning democracy could be at risk. If this trend in the lack of diversity continues, then we're putting this thing we have at risk. So it's more kind of, and again, it's other people do this other ways in the world. Mm-hmm. And their democracies function as well. So what one, and there is no one, you know, there's no one magic wand that fixes it all. We also made sure we presented that there are pros and cons to each of these ideas. That, you know, you do gain some things, but you might lose other things with each of these options. That was important for us to present to people as well.
Certainly a lot to consider. So we're just a few months away from Election Day. What's next for Better Ballots?
What's next?
Yes.
That was kind of our thing. You know, we left that open for us as we were going in, right? We said, let's see how it goes. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to push for the province to provide enabling legislation for the municipalities to decide for themselves what they want to do. Because, again, you know, what might work in Toronto may not work in Markham or Sudbury or Temiskaming. Who knows, right? Mm-hmm. But what's important is the province recognize that each municipality needs to be able to do for itself what it wants to do. So that's kind of the thing that we're going to keep pushing on. Is, again, not choosing any one particular option and saying that it is the one solution, but just to get the province to push for enabling. And, again, to kind of be that clearinghouse for people who show up, who say that they want to work on this, we can say, oh, you like this option? Well, there's a group over there that's working on that. Oh, you like that option? Well, there's people over here that are passionate about that. So, you know, keep being the clearinghouse and to continue pushing that the province provide enabling legislation.
And Rob, if people would like more information on Better Ballots or they'd like to get involved, what's the best way to do that?
I think the website's probably stop one for them, betterballots.to. That's betterballots with the S.to. That'd be a good place for them to start. And all the emails that they're interested in getting in touch with us are there as well. So that's probably a good place for them to start. And then, you know, take a look at the results that we put online to kind of see what other people are thinking. You know, and this is a democracy. Some people may not like one of the options. And if they see that one of the options has a lot of support and they don't like it, maybe they want to get involved in a different option, right? So that's kind of what we're wanting to continue and encourage is this conversation.
Lots to consider. Rob Newman, thanks so much for taking the time out and all the best.
Great, thanks for having me, Eric.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Rob Newman of Better Ballots. To learn more, please visit www.betterballots.to. That's betterballots, all one word, .to. Remember, Election Day is Monday, October 25th. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. Questions and comments can be sent by email. The address is thisistorontopodcast@yahoo.ca. You can also post a comment on the website, thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com. And don't forget about the Facebook group. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thanks for listening.